The Tigers returned to the Kirill Court at Jadwin Gym to face the Drexel Dragons last night. Both teams had memorable outings in their last starts. Princeton overcame an 11-point second-half deficit to nip Furman 70-69 on a Matt Alaco three-pointer with 3 seconds remaining. Alaco tonight started the game wearing a face guard, the result of getting an elbow to the nose against Furman. After a few minutes, the senior captain got rid of the mask and played without any apparent ill effects. The Dragons had won 4 of their last 5, including a heart stopper against Villanova 57-55 on Saturday. Their only loss in that stretch was a 68-61 decision at Old Dominion, a team the Tigers dominated by 20, 76-56 on November 22nd. Drexel is ranked higher in the KenPom rankings than every Ivy team except Yale and the Tigers. The Dragons' defense has been terrific. Only one of their 8 opponents managed to score more than 70 points, and that came in a Drexel win. Princeton, as you all know, came into this one with a perfect record of 8-0 and have reached their highest position in the KenPom rankings at 51. Princeton's Iron Five have played most of the minutes so far. Some observers think the starters are showing signs of wear and tear, particularly after the team made only 4 of 31 threes against Furman, to which the response is, but the Tigers still managed to win. Henderson was hoping for a solid effort from his club without the need for a dramatic finish. That is exactly what he got. The Tigers cruised to an 80-71 victory, tying its best start in program history and running its season-opening win streak to 9 games. 80 points, of course, is the most Drexel has yielded in the early going. Princeton fans remember Saturday's dreadful 4-of-31 effort on 3-point attempts. Xavier Lee put those fears to rest when he canned his first attempt from deep at the 18-30 mark of the first half. A minute later, Zach Martini hit another. The Tigers maintained the lead from then on, although Drexel's physical style and persistence kept them within striking distance. After starting with an early 8-1 lead, the Tigers extended it to 10, 36-26 at the break. Both teams executed better on offense in the second half, but the Tigers never let the Dragons all the way back in to make it interesting. What stands out to me is Drexel's rebounding ability. For the first time this season, Princeton suffered a double-digit deficit on the boards, 27-41. Xavier Lee continued his development into one of the league's most talented point guards. He led the team in scoring with 23 points, including 9 from deep, in rebounds with 9, and added 6 assists. Caden Pierce, once again the Ivy Player of the Week, had 19 points on 9 of 10 shooting and 7 rebounds. Alaco with 12 and Martini with 10 joined the double-figure club, which also included a 5th member last night, freshman Dalen Davis, canned 11 points on 5 of 7 from the field. You can see the confidence build in this kid each time out. Davis is beginning to show Tiger fans just how he was one of the most sought-after high schoolers in the Chicago area last year. On a down note, the shooting slump of Blake Peters continues, although he did knock down 1-3 in 8 attempts. This three ball was his first from deep in 3 games. Princeton goes on the road this Sunday to face what should be its toughest test so far. The Tigers will face off against St. Joseph's, which won the Big 5 title in Philadelphia last week. The 1 o'clock start in West Philadelphia will be broadcast on ESPN+. This is George Clark saying thanks for listening.